More than 1,200 homes were bought as part of the First Home Scheme since its inception in July 2022, with buyers in Dublin, Kildare, Cork, Meath and Wicklow the biggest users of the initiative. The scheme, rolled out by the government in a bid to help first-time buyers, provides a top-up payment to would-be homeowners in return for the state retaining part of the ownership of the property. First Homes has also announced that the maximum house price covered by the scheme in six local authority areas is to increase with immediate effect by €25,000. Michael Broderick is Chief Executive of First Home. He's with us here in the studio. Very good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Michael, I might ask you first of all just to remind listeners of how this scheme operates. In effect, it's a kind of a shared equity scheme.
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. So July of 2022, Minister O'Brien launched this scheme, and the purpose of the scheme is to bridge the gap between an individual's deposit, their mortgage and the price of a new home. We constantly hear about the affordability gap that young couples, young individuals have when they're trying to buy a home. And the purpose of this scheme is to bridge that gap, because there are people out there, you know, who are renting properties, they're saving, but they're not ever going to be in a position that they can save a sufficient amount to bridge the gap between their mortgage deposit and the price of the property. And that's where this scheme comes in. And we can give up to 20% if they're using the Help to Buy scheme, or up to 30% of the value of the property in a scenario where they're not using the Help to Buy, in the form of an equity slice, as you correctly say. And what we do then is we take an equity share in that property. And just to be clear, because there's a lot of confusion in the market that it's the government who take a share. It's not. It's the First Home Scheme. So while the First Home Scheme is 50% funded, it's a scheme of 400 million. The government and state are putting in 200 million. But it's important also to remind people that the three main banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland, and PTSB, are putting 200 million into this fund. So the scheme itself is actually private.
And just to clarify, the fact that that First Homes has this equity stake in your home, what does that mean for you deciding perhaps in years to come you want to sell on?
Yeah, and that's a question that we frequently get asked, and people sometimes are concerned actually when they hear it. But in reality, it means nothing different to somebody who has a mortgage, because what we do is we take the equivalent of a second charge, known as an inhibition, behind the mortgage lender or the main provider. And basically, when they repay the equity at a point in time of their choosing, we release the charge and they carry on as normal. There is no situation where we are inspecting their home or determining anything about it. It's absolutely their property and they decide what they want to do.
But if they sell, they pay back what they owe you.
Exactly. So there are a number of conditions which they must repay. So the first one of those is if they sell the property. So you're correct. If they sell the property, then they must repay the equity slice or any service charges that are outstanding at that point in time.
So as we said, something just north of 1,200 purchases as a result of that. I think the number of inquiries you've had or approvals is somewhat larger. Again, just over 3,000. I mean, this has been promised as one of the schemes that's really going to come to the aid of first-time buyers. Now, relative, I suppose, to the scale of the demand, these are still quite small numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, Brian. But I suppose, again, we must remind ourselves that the scheme was launched in July of 2022. So this time last year, 137 customers had availed of the scheme to purchase a new home. During 2023, over 1,100 people use the scheme. So I think what that shows is that there's been a considerable increase in, firstly, in awareness of the scheme, and we've been working hard at that to make people aware of the scheme. But then as people have become aware of it, the take-up has increased. And for example, between Q3 and Q4 of this year, it doubled the number of people who actually drew funds down. And the other important point is we have over 7,000 people registered now with the scheme at this point in time, and over 3,000 have been approved for use of the scheme. So there is always going to be a lag between people getting approved and actually drawing down funds.
And what typically is the conversion from approvals actually into people doing a deal, buying the property?
Well, in terms of approvals to actually draw down at the moment, it's in the high 60%. But we find as we move on that's increasing as well, because initially when the scheme came out, first people were a little bit unsure of how it fitted into the home, the purchase equation, I suppose, for want of a better way of putting it. But as time has gone on, people have become more familiar with it, and the conversion rate has increased. And I should say that, you know, there is no the only requirement here is that you must be a first-time buyer and you must be getting a mortgage from one of the banks involved in the scheme. Other than that, there is no underwriting undertaken by the scheme itself. So we have no interest in your salary, we've no interest in your credit rating. Right. If you're approved for a mortgage, you automatically qualify.
There's a limit depending on the local authority area you're in of the value of the property that you you can acquire, and you're increasing that limit in a number of local authority areas.
That's correct, Brian. The first time when we launched the scheme initially back in July 2022, we undertook at the time that we would review the price ceilings, and each local authority has its own price ceiling, and they're available on our website, firsthomescheme.ie. But we undertook to review those price ceilings twice annually, and we have done that to date. And the latest review, which we have undertaken at the end of December, the output of that is that we've increased the price ceiling in six local authority areas. So Galway County and City, Limerick, Laois, Waterford and Clare. So there is a lot of science behind it. We do a deep analysis in terms of house prices in those areas, because we are very cognizant of the purpose of the price ceiling, and that is to prevent the scheme from distorting the market.
Just one final question. An aspect of this is the tenant purchase element here, that from last April, people who are tenants could purchase from their landlord if they can reach agreement. You've had 100 applications for that, 67 approvals by the end of last year, and 18 of those tenants have gone on to complete the acquisition. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of demand for this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be slow, and I think firstly, the demand will always be limited. This is particularly geared at individuals who are being evicted from the property because the landlord is selling the property and they've issued them with a notice of termination. So it is, I suppose, also we're trying to make raise awareness out there in the market and make people aware that this scheme is available to them. But with the legislation and that moving to the system at the moment in terms of the right to purchase, I think more people will become aware of that scheme and use it going forward.
Very good. Michael Broderick, Chief Executive of First Home, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.